John, you contend that splitting the education of children at the age of 11 is a bad thing. Why is that?
It's a very interesting question, and we need to go back a bit into history because we used not to do that. From about 1870 through to 1944, we had what were called all-through schools, elementary schools. And the children went through probably in the same place. The teachers were the teachers who taught the older children as well as the younger ones. And then in the middle 1930s, England was getting very concerned that our education system wasn't working very well, which it wasn't. It had never been properly invested. And the politicians were caught with the idea from a group called the psychometricians that they could so analyse the causes of intelligence that by the age of 11, with a series of tests, they could work out which children were going to be worth investing in beyond the age of 11 and which weren't. Now, it was a pretty sterile idea because it simply said you're either intelligent by 11 and nothing happens after that that makes you intelligent. So, at any rate, that's where they were. So, they hit on the idea that they better start splitting schools into primary, which wouldn't have very much money spent on them, and secondary education, where you could divide the pupils into three groups. The grammar school pupils, about top 25%, who were worth investing in. The technical students, by that was meant the scientific ones, the next 10%, who you would spend a certain amount of money on, but not as much as the grammar schools, but 65% of the population, who it was assumed would never be any good at anything, and they were just factory force. Now, that was introduced in 1944, and it became the English secondary system of grammar schools, technical schools, and secondary modern schools. It only took 20 years for the people of England to realise this was crazy, and it started with families. Families dreaded the day when their children would have to sit the 11 plus exam because very quickly it was discovered that 20% of pupils were incorrectly assessed at the age of 11. And once incorrectly assessed, they then started to perform at whatever the level was. So if you should have been in grammar school and you went to secondary modern school, you very quickly behaved like a secondary modern pupil. If you had gone to grammar school but you weren't up to it, you very quickly dropped out of grammar school. Now, in more recent years, we have discovered from research into human learning that actually intelligence is not a fixed quotient. It very much depends upon the quality of your experience when you were very young. And although there is a genetic base to it, that may account for no more than half of what it means by intelligence. So that the child who has a tremendous experience when they're very young comes through education able to make more use of it than the child that hasn't. And so we've started to see since the 1960s that the most important place for education to make impact is in the earliest years. Now, we still run our schools on the basis that primary school doesn't get as much money as the secondary school. And here's the ultimate part of the problem. Once we decided that we didn't want the 11 plus, nobody thought of actually doing away with the distinction between primary and secondary. So the one country in the world that does incredibly well in its education system, Finland, British Columbia is very similar, has an all-through school system from, in their case, 7 to 16. And we don't.